Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live at the highest level ever for the longest time ever. It's now twice on Radio MD every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 p.m. Each week, we discuss the most important issues for you so that you can take control of your and your family's health. The top environmental issues, we have guests at 3:30 and 5:30, and the top environmental reports that affect your health with What's Toxic, What's Not with Gary Ginsberg, as well as the top medical news. We're now on about 30 terrestrial stations, that is regular stations, and if your station doesn't carry both hours, you can log on, certainly by Tuesday, to get the repeat of the show at RadioMD.com. Every Saturday, though, we're here 3 to 5 and 5 to 7. What are the stories this week that are so important for you? Well, we've got a ton of medical news. We'll never get through it all this week, but I'm going to talk to you about my take on concussions in sports and what to feed your kids who want to play. Is there something magical? Well, there may be. We don't know. How do concussions happen and what to do to prevent them? A concussion report highlights field maintenance. And we'll talk about what we mean by field maintenance in a few seconds. The Well Beyond Wellness segment, teens' brains make them more susceptible to addiction, a study suggests. Should the FDA, it's not organized, the FDA, to study aging. It never has studied or given an approval for a drug for aging. Should it do that? And emailing your healthcare provider improves your health. Loneliness vastly increases heart disease risk is another story. And what about severely reducing salt intake? The guest at the bottom of the hour, Jeff Sirlin, S-I-R-L-I-N, Cancer Wellness. He's got Cancer Wellness TV, his website, C-Wellness. I think it is C-Wellness.com. CWellness.com. It's Cancer Wellness TV. It tries to teach you and does, and we're going to find out how to stay well after you've had the diagnosis of cancer, even after your treatment. A new Christmas tradition, take a walk. People on average take 1,400 fewer steps a day during the Christmas period, that is the day before and Christmas Day and the day after. And again, on New Year's, the first 5 days of January, we average 540 fewer steps than average. You say, how do we get such detailed numbers? Well, it turns out that Fitbit and Garmin and Jawbone all have the data from you, and you've sent it up to the cloud so you can put it on their website so you can see what you've done. Well, they can analyze all of the people, and when they do that, they say, unlike me, who actually takes more steps on Christmas and New Year's Day and the few days thereafter, that is, I try and work out both of those days, as well as do walks with the family, that most people don't. So the new tradition, should it be taking a walk? TP53, the elephant in the room in precision oncology treatment. That is, why is it when we have drugs that in test tubes can kill cancers 100%, get them really dead and do it magnificently, when we give it to people, they don't work at all? And we're going to talk about TP53, checkpoint inhibitors, and a number of other drugs, so that we're going to talk about what's new in the cancer revolution. Hope to get to that as well. If you're going to take one vitamin, what is the vitamin? Well, it really isn't just one vitamin. Probably you should take a multivitamin, but check the multivitamin label. You want to get 1,000 international units of vitamin D a day, at least 1,000 international units of vitamin D a day, and then get your level monitored. As we get older, we have to take more. I had a birthday this week, so I know getting older and taking more. I have to take about 2,000, sometimes 3,000, to keep my level where I want it, the level of 50 to 80. Do we know that 50 to 80 is the ideal range? No. What we do know is that we all want a level above 35. We don't know whether 50 is better than 36 or 80 is better than 35, but that's what the data seem to imply, that in fact getting to that level closer to 80 is the ideal you want to go. But don't just take vitamin D. I think it's good to take, especially now that I'm over 70, men over 70, a 20% reduction in all causes of cancer and of cancer deaths from just one multivitamin a day. So we all should be doing that. It starts, the data is pretty good for men over the age of 50. We don't have as good data from women, not because it doesn't work, but because women haven't been studied in the randomized controlled fashion that men have been. So I'm still in favor of a multi a day. And yeah, I have to take extra vitamin D2 or D3. Is there any difference between D2 and D3? We'll come back and talk about that. Our tip of the week, if we get to it in this first hour, if not, we'll do two tips in the second hour, but is on January 17th, that's a week from tomorrow, have a fishapalooza that will get rid of the boredom of holiday food. Fishapalooza. The Adomegas. Experts applaud and worry about the dietary guidelines lifting the fat cap and not stressing healthy fat. You still have to avoid saturated and trans fat, as both cause or come with inflammation causes in you. Gary Ginsberg is with us in the second hour. A natural experiment. Beijing babies are healthier if born during the 2008 Olympics. See which month it's really important for you. Which month is really important for you, if you're pregnant or for your daughter or son-in-law, to avoid pollution. There's one month that's really important during pregnancy, at least based on the natural study from Beijing. Gary Ginsberg will talk to us about that. Childhood obesity, more than just about diet and exercise. There's a big effect of pollution and of secondhand smoke on childhood obesity as well, and it's not a good effect. And a new study shows which beaches may explode in the future, and Gary will tell you what he means by an exploding beach. In our myths or true or false segment, are wraps really healthier than sandwiches? That's in the second hour, and we'll talk about that. Your grab-and-go meals less healthy than sit-down meals? Well, there's six smart choices. We'll talk about those. The best foods to eat in, at before and after your workout. Is thin more important than fit? Among normal weight men, those in the top half of fitness were 34% less likely to die than those in the bottom half of fitness who were normal weight. What's most important, being fit or the weight you have, or are both important? And a marijuana-derived drug reduces epileptic seizures 50% kids who have failed control with other combos. What does that mean for you? And the tip in the second hour, healthy veggies prevent a major cause of heart attacks. We'll talk about that. Let's talk about something we can cover quickly before the break. We have, as I get it, 1 minute before the break right now, and I'm just going to go over the addiction on teens' brains. This is an interesting study of teens' brains because they looked at brain scans of kids and adults when they were exposed to a favorite addiction. I think they did it with sugar in this case. And what they found is that their brains lit up much more in the addiction areas than older people with the same problem. That is, if you're addicted to sugar, your brain lights up in the addiction areas. So they took these people who were addicted to sugar, and they did brain scans on them, and they found that the adolescents' brains were much more lit up, that is, much more sensitive to
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. Our guest at the bottom of the hour, Jeff Serwin, who founded Cancer Wellness TV. It's how to get recovery after your cancer, what to do. And I think I'll read part of Jeff Serwin's story. I fought cancer with everything I had twice. I had to dig deep, find a level of strength that I never knew I possessed. First in 2010, when I was first diagnosed, and then again 2013, when my cancer returned. Each fight consisted of multiple surgeries, 12 rounds of chemo over the span of 6 months, and 20 rounds of radiation. pushed through on every possible side effect you could imagine that resulted in almost a dozen unexpected trips to the emergency room, but handled it. I embraced the fight. I knew it was something I had to do. I wasn't only fighting for myself, I was fighting for my 2-year-old son who needed his father, my wife who needed her husband. I was focused on the task at hand. The regimen of treatments kept things routine for me. Granted, it was a horrible routine, but a routine no less. I was battered, bruised, my body twisted inside and out, but I continued on. I took on the warrior mentality that many cancer patients had to do when they're in the midst of battle. The fight continued day after day, month after month, and then one day my cancer regimen came to a halt. I got clean scans. I got clean scans on a Friday and was back in the office first thing Monday morning. I acted like nothing had happened, that I had just been out of the office with a really bad cold for 8 months. But after a few days, the wheels started to come unhinged. The reality of what I'd been through started to set in. The structured regimen I was used to was now a thing of the past. My life got on track and things were different. I had a new reality and it took some time to adjust. And that's why he founded Cancer Wellness TV, to help people maintain health after the acute treatment is over. We have shared medical appointments at the Cleveland Clinic for cancer survivals for breast, colon, prostate, and several other cancers. But this is a great way of reaching many people. So Jeff Serlin will be our guest at the bottom of the hour. Right now I want to talk about another aspect that I'm often asked about. That is, would you let your kids play football, or even would you let them play soccer again, since concussions are so common in soccer? You know, when my son, and I'm going to admit this now probably for the first time, was captain of his soccer team, had been all-state in his junior year in soccer in the state of Illinois, so it's no small state that he had accomplished this wonderful task in and had done this wonderful thing. He was really, Jeff is my son's name, had done a great job and was a wonderful, wonderful kid, but in his senior year he seemed at times to be out of place, and he was a great header, had practiced heading. I think he probably had a concussion in his senior year, and we were unaware of its long-lasting effects because he didn't play as coordinated or as well for a while, looked lost on the field at times, and I think that's what had happened. He probably had one or more concussions and recurrent concussions, and I think we as parents were very, at least I as a parent, was very unaware. Well, one of the things in this week, and so before we get to how I will react, because you can tell from my comments that I think we've gotten a lot further along in the awareness, and that parents have to get further along if they're going to let their kids play. I'll come back to that in a second. Well, this is a story about field maintenance. When St. Louis Rams quarterback Case Keenan sustained a concussion in a game in Baltimore this past season, commentators focused on how he wobbled as he got up and questioned why he was not taken out of the game. Few mentioned that his head had been slammed on the turf. In fact, one of the things that is important is the surface you play on. It's one of the little explored causes of concussion is the field beneath the feet of people who play sports. That's right, the field is key for football, lacrosse, soccer, many sports. And a new report compiled by the Concussion Legacy Foundation called attention to the link between head injuries and poorly maintained fields, especially the growing number of those made of synthetic turf. The foundation urged groundskeepers, athletic directors, and sports associations to treat their fields as seriously as other protective sports equipment. Obviously, helmet technology is an area, but that isn't, in fact, the major way you can protect it. It's that contrecoup injury. Your brain is in kind of a sea of water attached at the bottom through the spinal cord, and it sloshes around, and that sloshing, that sudden change in direction when you hit something hard, is what we think causes a lot of the concussions, as well as that sudden stop from hitting something hard. So it says that 15% of concussions in high school sports occur when players hit their head on the playing surface. 10% of concussions sustained by college football players when they hit their head on a surface, and 1 in 7, or about 15%, in the NFL when they hit. Are synthetic fields as safe? No, they're harder, and they're not maintained as well. That is, it's expensive to maintain a synthetic field. If you will, the synthetic field is more expensive to get, but drains, and so you can play a lot more. But the raking of the rubber pellets and tilling of the sand is required to ensure that the field does not get too hard. Rubber pellets must be replaced when they wear away from the goal creases and other high-use areas of the field. So there's no difference between synthetic and grass when they're properly maintained, but grass tends to be more maintained and softer than the synthetic. As one of the people involved in the sports design and testing of synthetic fields has said to the NFL, even a Mercedes needs oil in the car. You need to do maintenance. So that's the story, and most high schools, even colleges, don't have the money to replace the synthetic fields or even maintain them as well as the grass fields. So what's my take on this? Well, if your child is going to play soccer or lacrosse or football, I think you need to invest and get downloaded one of the apps that tests for concussions, and then test your son or daughter before they play, and then repeat it periodically after they start to play, so you know if they're having a problem with their mental function and can make sure you take them out for long enough so they recover totally before they go back to play. And so that's, I would probably not allow my son to play football, and if they were really devoted, I would allow soccer. I don't know enough about lacrosse's injuries. I would study that, but I would think lacrosse looks to be a little safer to me than soccer, but I don't know that. So it would go football, soccer, lacrosse, or lacrosse preferred before those others. Would invest in one of the apps that you can do to look at the sensitive nature of concussions and mental function after concussions. Well, that's our story on this one. Now I'm going to quickly go and do one more quick story before the break. This one is on T53. What's T53? Well, it's the secret message, if you will, from cancer-causing events. That is, when your cells start to replicate, they need something that inhibits their inhibition. In other words, cells normally have an inhibitor that they don't crowd each other out, don't crowd other cells out. They're good neighbors. And that is the P53 gene. It's also a gene that looks at other genes to make sure there's no spelling error in it. Well, it turns out that this gene is often turned out, off, or disrupted with cancer. We only have total cures of 3 of the of the solid cancers. That is, it is 3 of the non-resectable cancers that we have permanent. That is lymphoma, myeloid, leukemia, and testicular. All the others are not routinely.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutrition traditional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot, and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things. And it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate show that lets you take control of your health so you can live at the top of your curve and you can help your family live at the top of their curve till very near the end. And that's the joy of it. And wellness is what we're all about, and this subject is exactly fits with that. Jeff Serlin founded Cancer Wellness TV. CWellness.com is the website, but it's Cancer Wellness TV. And Jeff, let me go back, and although I read a little bit of your story, let's talk about why you founded this and how you founded it and where it is in its evolution.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me today. It all starts off with my own kind of struggles with cancer. I had colon cancer twice, first diagnosed in 2010. It was stage 3 at the time. I was 37 years old, it just came out of left field. It was like very...
So what were you doing up to that time? What was your job or position up to that
time? I'm an entrepreneur, and I had my own business. I ran a company called schoolfundraisers.com for a decade or so, and it was up in the Boston area, and it was just a nice, small business, and I was very content with where I was in life. But then the cancer shook everything up.
So you got the cancer, and this is in 2010, and it was stage 3, which is pretty significant.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what stage 3 means. Tell the listeners what stage 3 means,
mm-hmm.
and tell us what then transpired to get you to sort of change careers.
Yeah, well, pretty much, I guess, colon cancer in stage 3, it meant that the cancer got into the lymph nodes, and the...
These are lymph nodes, just so people know, that we have lymph nodes surrounding the colon, our intestines, and they're the local lymph nodes. So this is a local way of both spreading cancer, but it's also a local way of stopping it, meaning your lymph nodes capture the cancer cells and hopefully develop antibodies to it and come back and attack it. But anyway, it means that the cells have gotten outside of the intestine itself.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so at that point, back in 2010, the game plan which I had to go through was, we had surgery to resect the colon and to remove the tumor and the affected lymph nodes. And then I had to undergo 6 months of chemotherapy. And it was it was once every 2 weeks. And it was, it was challenging. Definitely I had every side effect I felt I got, and it was very tough on my body. But I did get through it. And later on that year was, declared, there was no evidence of disease at the time. And so I tried to, get back to my life, how it was previous to getting diagnosed. And then fast forward 2.5 years later, at one of my routine scans and checkups, it was discovered that the cancer returned. And this time it was discovered outside my lung in my chest area. And so that was determined that it was the same cancer as in the colon. So it was now stage 4. And so I had to go through the... this time it was definitely another surgery in my chest area to remove the infected area. And then another 6 months of chemotherapy, but it was challenging in between the chemotherapy that it squeezed in 2 months of radiation. So it was another, 2013 was another challenging year. And it was very interesting. That was the year that I really started to embrace wellness and the integrative therapies such as Tai Chi and yoga and meditation and nutrition as a way for me to, keep on fighting this disease when I was home from the hospital and to help my recovery. So that's the year. Exactly. I needed something to grasp onto to keep on fighting this disease. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't okay with, here's the chemotherapy, then go home, we'll see you in 2 weeks. I'm like, no, I want to help my cause today, tomorrow. I want to keep on fighting this thing. And so that's what I really latched on to, and it really did help me physically and psychologically. It really helped my keep me the right state of mind. And what was frustrating though at the time, the only places where I could get these type of therapies free of charge were, I was lucky, my hospital did offer some of these services. I know a lot of hospitals don't offer these services, but mine did offer a Tai Chi class. It did offer classes on nutrition and meditation, but it was really hard for me to get to these classes, even though I lived 25 minutes away from my hospital. That could have been, 25 million miles away, because I couldn't get out of bed some days. I couldn't, let alone deal with the traffic and the parking and driving there and all the logistics, and then walking into the cancer center where I've had my radiation and chemotherapy. So it was a very stressful place for me. So that's the last place I wanted to work on stress-reducing therapies. So I said to myself, there has to be a better way. There has to be somewhere online they could access these type of therapies. And in 2013, there wasn't. Really nothing existed. And so that really got the ball rolling with me going down this path to creating Cancer Wellness TV.
So tell us what's on the Cancer Wellness TV is at cwellness.com, at least as I logged into it. And you have a whole bunch of things there, very much like we have in what we call shared medical appointments, but we're physical, and so yours is obviously able to reach a lot more people. And so we have what are called shared medical appointments, where 12 to 16 people recovering after their primary caregiving physician has said they're ready to be discharged from chemotherapy after breast cancer or colon cancer or prostate cancer. They do these shared medical appointments, which are every 2 weeks, and go through nutrition 1 week, or go through exercise, or go through other things that people should learn. But that you can get everything at cwellness.com for Cancer Wellness TV. And what other things are on that? Is there anything that is specific to diseases? How do people learn about the videos and other information that are on there?
Sure. Well, yeah, Cancer Wellness TV, it's a online video platform. Right now we have about 100 videos or so of various therapies or elements of cancer wellness and complementary therapies. So we have mind-body videos such as Tai Chi and meditation and Qigong and strength training. Then we have a segment on nutrition and various recipes. We have videos, a whole section which is really helpful to a lot of people. It's regarding the common side effects and symptoms of cancer treatments and the cancers themselves. And we have oncologists talk about, you know, the major side effects such as, you know, digestive issues like constipation and diarrhea, or dry mouth, or neuropathy, or, you know, the weight loss, like the various things of why this is happening and some things you could do to help yourself at your home beyond the medicine with the side effects. And then we have another section for, it's really survivorship support and survivorship education. So we talk about, we have a psychologist and other professionals talking about common situations that people may go through, such as, you know, how to deal with the shock of your diagnosis, how to talk to your family about it, how, you know, to navigate through the daily challenges of a cancer diagnosis. So we really try to hit so many elements of what these survivors and patients and caregivers may face in the world.
So it isn't just after you've been discharged, like you were. It isn't just for that. It's actually immediately on the diagnosis. It's very useful because it's got things on how to talk to your family, how to talk to others, how to talk to your employer. You've got things on the side effects of medication and the judgments of how to get a second opinion and other things. We'll be right back on Radio MD. Stay well, and we'll talk about more about Cancer Wellness TV. And what about complementary therapies and some more on the content of cwellness.com?
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at exactmind.com. That's the letter X, ACTmind.com. Exactmind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word. Someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking with Jeff Cerwin, the proprietor, author, founder of Cancer Wellness TV, cwellness.com, a free site, and free offers free information for you. When we come back at the second hour, we're going to talk about should the FDA consider a drug that slows aging and why it hasn't done so up to now. We'll also talk about the Adomegas. Experts applaud and are worried about the new dietary guidelines that lift the fat cap but don't stress healthy fat enough and why that's important. We'll also talk about are wraps really healthier than sandwiches and give you six great, if you will, grab-and-grow meals to help you with. As well as Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not, is coming up in that second hour with these really interesting stories about what month is most important for you to avoid pollution if you're pregnant. The one month you've got to get out of pollution for a healthy baby. That's the result of the natural experiment done in Beijing. But now we're talking with Jeff Cerwin. 6 months of clean scans, yet I can't stop fighting cancer. And that's one of the great things that he's done, because he's founded this site, cwellness.com, a free site. And Jeff, tell us a lot about more about what's on the site and how can you make it free.
Yeah, well, it was very important to offer the site, you know, free of charge, because when I was going through treatment, you know, I still, this day and age, I'm connected with a lot of, you know, survivors, a lot of caregivers, and a common theme was the cost associated with, you know, fighting this disease, and a lot of people aren't able to work, you know, full time or even work at all, and they are affected financially. So I'm thrilled to be able to offer this website as a free service, and we're fortunate enough to be supported by our users, and people support us through volunteer contributions and volunteer, you know, so subscriptions, but it's by choice, you know, and anyone can offer this site, you know, offer our videos. I mean, I'm sorry, view our videos free of charge, and we're thrilled to do this. And our site, like I mentioned earlier, is just like the, you know, videos that could help people beyond the hospital walls. You know, beyond the medicine is, you know, a lot of the information that we really strive to offer through our videos. And we have, you know, professionals in various elements of the cancer wellness world that do these videos. We have mind-body practitioners, we have nutritionists, we have exercise physiologists, we have doctors, you know, survivors such as myself. We really, it's about getting the knowledge that we have out to people that need it. And I know firsthand when I was going through my treatment, it was very frustrating getting through all the information that we were exposed to and trying to get the right information to me. And there was things that were out there that could have helped me that didn't get to me in time, and I found out after the fact. And it really frustrated me. And I'm like, that can't happen. The more information out there, the more we're helping people. So that was really the goal of getting the site up and running.
And now you must have some people who've, obviously, if they're voluntarily contributing, must feel a great benefit from the site you've had. Tell me some of the stories that have occurred from people getting these, this, if you will, wellness after the diagnosis.
Yeah, we've had a wonderful response when we launched the site a few months ago in October, and people from all over the world have actually reached out to us through the website, and I've heard some remarkable stories on how these sites and how the videos are helping people. And there's, you know, a wonderful woman that reached out from the Midwest, where, you know, she is, you know, hundreds of miles from their cancer center. It's a big deal to get there, and then when they go back home, they have no access to anything, so they have to find something. You know, online is the only access they have. And so she was telling me how, you know, she embraced the we have a yoga series, and now she does this yoga series every day, and it's helped her to get updates and notes on how well she's doing, how thankful she is. And we even, you know, reached out to her and other survivors to talk about what information we could continue to develop. So by talking to other survivors, we actually are developing a new video that's coming out in the next week or so. It's going to be a bed yoga series, so yoga that people can do from their own bed when they're not strong enough to get out of bed. And I was definitely in that situation. You know, you could still work on your breathing. You could work on certain, you know, stretches that you could do from without getting out of your bed. So that's a direct result of talking to people that are using our site and what could help them. So we love this interaction with our user base. And yeah, we've gotten people that have loved our recipes, and a lot of caregivers have been reaching out to us directly because it's a wonderful resource for caregivers that have that need this information. If maybe it's nutrition, or maybe it's the other practical tips on how to deal with their loved ones. So it's been you know, quite touching, the outreach that we've gotten and the response that we've gotten, and it means that we're doing something right and we're heading in the right direction. So, you know, that's been a great response.
Wow, that's great. Now I suppose we should link up with you too, since we have the shared medical appointments and offer cancer survivors. We do it after they've been discharged from their caregiver, on a whole bunch of ways of staying healthy in the same program. But it sounds like you have a much broader way of reaching people than just the Cleveland Clinic Wellness site, and Cleveland Clinic Wellness. So, but we'll try and talk about that afterwards. The site is, of course, cwellness.com. Cancer Wellness TV is at C, the letter C, wellness, no punctuation, .com. Jeff, thanks very much. We're going to go to our Real Age Tip of the Week right now. Then the Real Age Tip of the Week, have a fish-a-palooza, fish boredom, not with this feast. Tired of tuna, swore off fish sticks when you were 10, and that's why you and yours are likely eating one-tenth of the good DHA omega-3 fats your heart's, brains, eyes, joints, and immune system need. That's right. We as Americans get only about one-tenth of the recommended 900 milligrams of DHA omega-3 a day. With boatloads of evidence about the benefits of DHA omega-3 foods, if you haven't fallen in love with this healthy, delicious stuff yet or aren't getting it in supplements, it's time to make a change. How? Make it a family dinner. Have each of your family members choose either salmon or trout or sardines, and then cook a delicious new dish. They get to cook it, so each family member gets to cook a little bit, and you share it among yourselves. That's why it's called a fishapalooza. The Real Age benefit of omega-3 is 2 years younger. This is wishing you a beautiful day that makes your real age younger every day. You can hear more about Radio MD at radiomd.com. You can get all of our podcasts for the last 15 years here. Stay well at Radio MD. We'll be back in a few seconds.